You're listening to a podcast service of Ecclesia Baptist Church in Fairview, North Carolina. You can visit us on the web at www.ecclesiabaptist.org.
With me, in your bulletin or in your Bibles, Revelation chapter 1, we're going to read together verses 4 through 8 of Revelation chapter 1. John to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from Him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to Him who loves us and freed us from our sins by His blood and made us to be a kingdom, priests His, serving His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, He is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him. And on His account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. It has almost been a decade since this church was started. Almost a decade. I don't know, can you believe that for some of you folks? Some of you guys are like, no doubt for some of you, you're like, man, it's already been a decade. And then there's some of you that kind of, I know, start thinking back over all the things that we've been through in the last 9.5 years. It's only been a decade? Man, all the stories and tragedies and restructuring and dreaming and visions and it's only been a decade with all that. But today we come to a day to celebrate. A day to celebrate. A day to celebrate the faithful men and women who've given them of themselves so selflessly, unselfishly these past 9.5 years. And a day to celebrate the lives that have been transformed because of the ministry here at Ecclesia. A day to celebrate and to lift God up. A day to celebrate our faithful God who, as the scripture said, who was, who is to come. Our faithful God who was the same yesterday and today and forever. Our faithful God who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So here's what I want to do this morning. I don't want to stand up here this morning and just tell you about our faithful God. You don't need me to do that. I think what we would be better off doing is reminding each other how we've seen God at work these 9.5 years. We need to get up and testify this morning. So I want to begin by asking you a couple of questions. I'm going to ask you, I've got them listed there in the bulletin, just a couple of categories to think about, some stories of where we've seen God at work these last almost 10 years. Where have we seen God's faithfulness to us as a church? And I know some of you are going to push back, but I've got a microphone here that I'm going to hand you. And when you know, you can just stand up where you are or sit down where you are. I don't care. But you got to use the microphone because we want to hear each other. So that's just the way it is. Suck it up. No, I'm just kidding. Just playing, guys. You'll be fine. So let me begin with this one. Who has got some stories this morning? Or think back to the beginning, the first gathering of this church over the Reynolds Fire Department. Way back when. Who's got a story, something that jumps in your mind this morning about God's faithfulness in the founding of this church that you want to just draw just a few sentences? It doesn't even have to be anything. Here you go, David. I know you don't want to use this, but humor me.
You know, when we, so?
Yep.
I remember when we started over at the fire department, we really didn't have facilities, you know, for, you know, like restrooms. And we didn't have a nursery, and I was blessed to have a tag-along camper. And the firemen were so cool, they moved the fire trucks out of one of the bays, and we were able to take the camper and move it in there and had a little nursery and had a place for people to go to use the restroom. So that was That was pretty cool. A lot of y'all might not remember that, but I do because I had to hook it up every Sunday to take it down. So that's something that I remember. And we also had all the instruments and all the the chairs and all this stuff we had to haul back and forth down there. So that's some of my memories, but it's been a blessed experience for me and my family.
Who else got some memories, some thoughts about that, those early days?
And I don't need this thing. I remember the first night we come in here. Some of you remember that night. Everything, some of you, if you were never in here, everything, ceiling, everything was black. And there were beer, because we were a bar, for those of you who don't know. There were beer lights, the stained glass beer lights. And in that corner, right back there, was a big Budweiser sign. And I've got the picture, I wish I'd brought it today, of Jerry. And there was David and Bob. And I can't remember who else. It was about four or five men sitting right under that Budweiser sign. And I call it the Amen Corner.
Excellent. Thanks. What else? It's got memories from the beginning, stories of God's faithfulness. Where did we see God at work in the early days? Come on now.
I just remember, I don't probably need to either. I'm going to have to hold it away. I remember coming here, and just like Cindy said, but what I remember is how excited this whole crowd was because we couldn't find a place to have church. And when we came to this building, we were all just pumped, and we walked in here and sat down, and it was a wreck. But we just saw this vision, and I remember everybody was, there was probably 70 people sitting here to come look at the building, not to come to church, but to come see the building for the first time. And it was so cool, but we were like, look at this. We got our work cut out. So I remember that excitement and how people kind of pitched in with that.
It looks a little different now. What else? Who else has got? All right, Jerry.
We had an organization meeting with about 13 of us in our living room of my house. Susie was there, the Martins were there, and Michelle was there, and a lot of us. So we decided we're going to have an organization meeting. We're going to have it somewhere where we can have more people because we were expecting about 20 people to come to start this church. So Mark Wallen volunteered. Mark's not here. He volunteered his home because he had a big open basement. We were expecting about 20 people. 75 people showed up just to organize. One of the first things that we talked about was, what are we going to name it? And David McDowell came up with the name Turner Burn. Thankfully, our pastor vetoed that, and we called it Ecclesia, and none of us knew what it meant. But that was Ecclesia. That was the start. And I remember, too, Tammy, the excitement we had. I remember Phyllis Holt. Anybody remember Phyllis Holt? She's gone to the Lord now, and she's an older lady. When we came in here, the first time we come in here, Phyllis Holt said, you know something, Jerry? This is the first time I've ever been in a bar. And what a great thing it was. Shelly, thank you for helping us find this. I remember as we started cleaning up, I remember where Shelly Rogers was at. She was on her knees back here in the bathroom cleaning the tar and the muck off of the floors. It's just been a wonderful thing. The excitement that we had then, we look forward to even more excitement. And God bless this church, and God bless you guys too.
Those of you that are here regularly know that I say this. I've said this more than one time. Is that we have groups that are in the jail on a regular basis downtown. And more than one time, I hand out a handout that says, this is our scripture for the day and whatnot. And it has the address on the church. And more than one time, guys are like, is that near KD's? I'm like, it's exactly where KD's used to be. It's under new management. And they're like, I know exactly where your church is. So that may have been the first time that Phyllis was in there, but there are a bunch of people that walk in, they're like, wow, it's a little different than the last time I walked in here. So anyway. What else? Any stories of those beginnings?
I kind of went from, what would you call it, screaming in a hard rock band, heavy rock band, I guess it wasn't quite metal, but to leading worship, and had no idea what I was doing, no training. I just knew that I had a passion for singing for God, and everyone has been very gracious over the years, listened, put up with a lot of loud music, and I really appreciate that. And we've been just amazingly blessed with talented musicians here, and still have them. And then, you know, with the addition of our new pastor, I mean, just what a great addition to the music ministry and everything else. So, I've said this before in testimony, but you know, when I quit the hard rock band, I had no idea about Ecclesia. Something was telling me that I was being called to something different. And then John Thomas called me on the phone one evening and said, "Hey, we're thinking about starting a church." And I said, "I'm in." So, God had His hand all over that, and then still does. So, thank you guys for all your encouragement and prayers.
What else? Early beginnings. All right. What about some stories of, I know that God has been at work, and we have seen prayers where we have prayed for people, where we have prayed for situations, where we have seen illnesses where it didn't seem like there was any hope there, and God's people gathered together and prayed, and there was healing. So what testimony can we give to that in these last 9.5 years where we've seen healings take place?
Not everybody at once.
Oh, sorry, Lib. Thank you.
Well, in the past, oh, maybe 5 or 6 years, I've had two. A session with melanoma and a session with my lung. And I have felt everyone's prayers both times. If not for that, I might not be here today. So I thank God for Ecclesia.
Where else? Where else have we seen God at work through the prayers of God's people and healing?
I was thinking about Lauren Ponder, and that was one of our first big fundraisers. I think that's when Daddy got his grill. We were having a fundraiser for her, and he said, "This is a good excuse to get my grill." And we had a big fundraiser for her, and she was very young, had cancer, and didn't think she'd be able to have children. And I think she has at least one now. I don't know. She's got two, and I think she's doing well, isn't she? So.
Thank you. Anything else that pops in your mind? Stories?
Well, God was faithful with Trina. She's a walk and talk and miracle. And, I mean, even from the fact that she had her stroke on the telephone, and, you know, so she had people coming immediately to how He's blessed for her recovery. And even with Mom's stroke, that, you know, people were around when that happened and prayed, and both of them are doing marvelous. So praise God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What else comes to mind?
I had an opportunity this morning. I forgot something and went to the store to buy it. And one of the young men that's been involved in our church in the past, he helped us build one of our habitat houses. He's battled alcoholism for 37 years, and he shared with me this morning. He came up to me at the grocery store and he said, "Jerry, I got to tell you something. I'm 30 days clean. I'm 30 days without 30 days without without a drink, and I found God again in my life. And I just wanted to let you know that Ecclesia was a very big part of that. And this just happened just this morning."
Anybody else? What about relationships healed? What about families healed? Where there's been strife, where there's been difficulty, that you've seen God's hand at work bringing peace, bringing reconciliation, bringing marriages back together. What have you seen? Think about it. Come on now.
It's not necessarily being healed, but it's just relationships in general. I guess it's been 10 years ago when me and Joey first started dating. The first time I walked in, I walked across. Y'all had just gotten the building, and Joey and all his friends were working on the building, and I walked across stringers in the floor, and that's the first time I met John Thomas. And I'd grown up in church, but John made me feel completely different. He was very involved just in the conversation with me. And then I came to church with Joey, and I mean, we hadn't been dating long, and they were all so excited about this. And I walked into a classroom of people that were Joey's friends from birth, essentially. And, you know, that can be a little intimidating, especially when you're at a new church and you don't know anybody. But I felt like I grew up right with them. I mean, Craig and everybody. I mean, it's like a family, and I feel like I never missed a beat. They just welcomed me with open arms, and that's what I love most about this church is it's just one big family, and love is at the center of it all.
Maybe family is what will extend that word. It could be more than just blood family. Where have you seen testimony of families brought together, reconciled, healed, relationships mended? Come on, you guys never got in a fight with anybody? You never saw God intervene in that? If you think of it, you can come back to it. What about this lives transformed? Jerry already kind of started us off a little bit. Where have you seen stories of lives that have been transformed because of the ministry of this church? Who do you know? Where have you seen it?
I don't know about lives transformed, but just for our family, I can speak, I think, for everybody. With Dad being sick, a year or so ago, Jerry and Stan, I mean, they were there more than us, more than me. Steven was there a lot, and I know that friendship meant the world to Dad. I mean, when one of us couldn't be there when we were working, someone was there, and that meant the world. So I know that for us, that meant a lot in our family and in our lives. Also, John Thomas baptized Lucas, our oldest son. So that's a big part in our family's history too. So we appreciate that.
What else? We'll say lives impacted, lives transformed. Who else would want to give testimony about that? Say, what is Ecclesia? What has it done for you? What's it mean to you?
All right, those of you who know me, I'll try not to get really emotional. I came here when I was 18 because my wife invited me, and she said it was really small, and I grew up in a church of 30. I think we had probably 250 to 200 then, so it was really big to me. And but I started to talk to John and tell John that I felt called toward ministry, and John passed away. And I don't know if she knows this, but wherever Michelle is, if she's around, I remember being at John's funeral and walking through the line, and I went past Michelle. And so I had a tendency at that moment to want to just kind of tuck in and go a different way. And even my life started to see that, kind of where I was in college and everything. And Michelle stopped the line and pulled me back and gave me a big hug and was telling me how she felt God had put a call on my life. And that changed me. I mean, completely changed me. And you guys might not know this, but Jerry and Stan and, and Joe and David and Tammy and so many of y'all that I'll forget to name have changed my life, have watched me grow in Christ, have made me into somebody in Christ that I would have never have been otherwise. Mike Anderson is somebody that poured into me. A lot of people, guys, that have helped me grow in who I've became in Christ, that pointed me towards him and not towards myself, and Daniel, and like I said, I'm going to forget a lot of people, but this church formed me as a man. This church pointed me to Christ instead of to myself, and all of you have played a big part in who I am, and I thank y'all for that, and I love y'all for that, and I will never forget that.
Come back on the 29th. Andrew's preaching. I mean that seriously. He really is. A couple of weeks. What else? Lives impacted. Where can we give testimony about the way God has used this church to impact lives, your life or lives of those you know?
I'm very thankful for my husband's father, but most of his life, his father wasn't around, and I'm thankful for people like Jerry and all the fathers of all the boys here that took Joey and taught him how to be a father, and he's a great father because of people like you.
I'm grateful for our Cuba partnership. And thanks, Amory. Can't do it. Getting the opportunity to take our kids with us and to see that young man and just how generationally God is growing people in our church and how he was a blessing to the children there, how our children were a blessing to the children there, and what God's doing in things that you wouldn't think are significant, but those are the things that mean the world and change the world. And I was just very blessed to get to go.
What else?
Question and Daniel Martin being the music director, but at Gash's Creek, who remembers Miss Lottie? And she'd be clapping, one more time, and then when Daniel started playing the music a little bit, you know, but Miss Lottie would, one more time, and we'd be clapping, and the song would go on and on and on. So it was nice to have some of the mixture of the old and new and have the old music.
I hope you'll have a chance before you leave today to kind of walk around and begin to, we've tried to begin to decorate our church by telling stories with some of the pictures, and this particular one in the middle over here is part of our compassion team, and there's a lot of pictures there. There's a letter from one of the guys in prison now who's serving a life sentence for first-degree murder. And I had met him in the jail, and he asked me to come and to be a spiritual advisor for him during his trial. And then Jerry and Sandra have written to him, and some other folks have written to him since then. And he is trying to seek. He's looking. He's trying to find God. It's a life changed. I literally have a stack about this tall of letters from guys in the jail talking about the impact of our ministry to them and how much it means to them and how many lives have been transformed, even so that at least a couple of those guys, and I wish they were here this morning to stand up and tell you, have gotten out and have come looking for Ecclesia and said, you guys had such an impact and you accepted me for who I was and you kept coming back and you ministered to me. And so now they've plugged in and they're a part of our fellowship here on a regular week, and they just don't happen to be here today. We say the same thing about our vets ministry, that we have done the vets ministry for over and over, for years and years, and it seems like in this past year, we started to see a number of those guys begin to come over and start to plug in a little bit. One guy who went from homeless on the street to this last year being CNA of the year for the state of North Carolina because of the impact of people like Ecclesia and ABCCM and that program there. Lives transformed, lives changed. Anything else that comes to mind? This last one's a little bit hard, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And if you feel comfortable and would like to share this, and I think Mark already started a little bit on it, but where have we seen God's faithfulness in the midst of tragedy? This church has seen more than its fair share of it, but where have we seen God's faithfulness in the midst of tragedy? Anybody be willing to share something about that this morning?
Not a tragedy, but in the death of my mother in 2008 was unexpected, and God was faithful and took her home.
I don't know whether a lot of you remember Deb Jackson, but she was a very important part of this church, and when she passed away, I think we all we felt we were going to miss her. That's all there was to it. And she was real important to the kids' ministry, and I remember her from time to time. And I'm just glad that we were able to minister her husband and the family there, and we all were a group. We helped their family, I hope. and there's many more. When John passed away, it was, unfortunately, death is a fact of life, and we all have to go through it. But we all came together. I think it brought us closer. And I thank God for that, that togetherness of this church.
Anybody else think of story of, yeah, David.
As I look around this morning, I see a lot of these kids that I had the opportunity to go on church trips with, drive vans for. You know, that's when I realized I was getting older. I remember one time Michelle drove a van and I drove a van to Pensacola. That's a pretty long trip. You know, and just the other day, you know, but on these trips, you see these relationships form. And you see these relationships form between these kids. And they get stronger and they get stronger, and you learn a lot from them. And just as those relationships got really strong at a particular time in our church, I remember a Sunday afternoon. When we lost Daniel. Whew. That was a hard one. And it still is. But you try to think about the good things that came out of that. It's hard. But I remember that Sunday afternoon, my house was filled up with kids. You know, they were mourning and they were grieving. We all were. They came together even closer through that. And just the other day, you know, I started thinking about these trips we made in these vans, and we're cleaning one up to sell it because it just sits there, you know, it just sits there. So they came in, I said, well, let's take it home. We start scrubbing it. Man, you would not believe the dirt that came up out of the floorboard of that van. And you start thinking about all the years and all the kids that have, you know, through the van ministry and picking these children up that didn't have a ride, and, you know, trips to, you know, West Virginia skiing, and trips to the beach, many trips to the beach, and Carowinds, and just all these trips. I guess it ought to be dirty, you know? And you start thinking about, you know, this church, and we're not all clean, you know? This is a place to try to help you get through being dirty.
I was going to speak a little bit about Daniel, too. You weren't here that night, Cindy, but after his funeral, they had a night here that they remembered him, just the teenagers. There were probably 300 teenagers in this building. And it was a really neat service. John led it, and they were laughing and remembering all his sense of humor and how funny he was and telling all the funny stories about Daniel. And it was a really neat experience, and it was right here at this church, about 300 kids.
Jesus says in the book of Revelation, I am the Alpha and the Omega, who was, who is, who will be. In other words, Jesus is saying, I am the A and I am the Z, the first letter of the Greek alphabet, the last. He's saying to us, look, I have been there since the beginning. Listen to these words from the book of Colossians, where Paul writes, he says, He, Christ, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. It's not just that Jesus came to save the world. It's not just that that He died on the cross for us. It goes further than that. Jesus is the Alpha, the beginning. All things were created through Him. But He's also the goal of creation. All things were created for Him. He will be there in the end. Near the end of the book of Revelation, we see this picture of the New Jerusalem coming down. And it says that in the New Jerusalem, the Holy City coming down from heaven, comes down as a bride adorned for her husband. John writes, I hear a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And the one who is seated on the throne said, see, I am making all things new. Then He said, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. To those who conquer, they will inherit these things. And I will be their God. They will be My children. We serve a God who is the Alpha and the Omega. A God who has been faithful to us. This faithfulness who has extended through this church from our founding, a God who has been faithful in bringing healing, a God who has been faithful in relationships and building family, a God who's been faithful in transforming lives, and a God who's even been faithful in the midst of our tragedies. That's the God we serve. And this same God will continue to be faithful to those that He has called. Will continue to be faithful, because I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that God still has a plan for this congregation. that God still has a plan for Ecclesia, that the Spirit is continuing to move in us and among us, and the Spirit will guide us to bring us to the promised land that God has in store for this congregation. And this morning, I can't help but think of the words of the Apostle Paul, and I just want to share them with you and echo them, that this is my prayer as well. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion in the day of Christ Jesus. I praise God for you, for all of you. I praise God for the partnership that I've been able to share with this community in the last 3 years. I praise God for this community and this community of faith and its desire to share the gospel message and to live out the kingdom of God in our midst. I praise God for God's faithfulness that He has shown us up to this point and the promise that He will continue to be faithful because Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forever. Let's just pause for a moment, enter into a spirit of prayer, enter into a time of thanksgiving. Let all of these stories and all of these memories and maybe probably many others that have flooded into your mind but you just didn't say them out loud. Let's just sit with those for a moment. And if you feel comfortable doing so, you just hold your hands out in front of you. If you don't feel comfortable, that's fine. You can do it in your inside, but hold your hands out in front of you as though we were taking all of these memories and all of these thoughts and all these stories and presenting them to God. Our God, we are so, so immensely grateful, so immensely thankful for your faithfulness, story upon story, some spoken, some not, story upon story of how you were present when there seemed to be no way forward, and you provided a way. Stories of when there seemed to be no hope, and you came in and you offered hope. Stories where you stepped in and you gave healing, where medicine had its limits. Stories of how you created families, where there were no families. Stories of lives that have been transformed and will never be the same because of your faithfulness through this body of believers. Stories of the way that your Holy Spirit met us in the darkest moments of our lives, in the most tragic moments. We present all of these stories back to you, Lord, and we say thank you. Thank you for the work that you are doing through this community, through Ecclesia. Thank you, Lord, for the lives that continue to be transformed each and every day. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the promise that you will be faithful tomorrow and that you will complete the work that you began in this congregation. Help us to respond by saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we will go wherever you want us to go. Yes, Lord, we will obey in whatever way that we can. We will lay our lives down so that the message of Jesus Christ and His hope and His salvation and His love may spread far and wide so that lives may be healed and transformed. Yes, Lord. Yes. Use us. You are our rightful King. And if there's anything else that is sitting on the throne of our hearts, it's nothing more than an idol. You are our King. So we worship you. We lift you high. And we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus Christ's name and according to the power of the Holy Spirit that is at work within us. Amen.